This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. A top EU official says a ship is leaving for Gaza as test of the new humanitarian corridor. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The European Commission president says a charity ship will leave for Gaza as part of a pilot operation to test a new humanitarian sea corridor, delivering aid directly from Cyprus to the Palestinian enclave. Ursula von der Leyen says the EU, together with the US and the United Arab Emirates, are launching the sea corridor to deliver large quantities of aid to Gaza that faces a humanitarian catastrophe. Von der Leyen adds the corridor will open as early as Sunday, preceded by Friday's pilot voyage by the charity Open Arms. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israeli settlements in the occupied Palestinian territories have expanded by a record amount and risk eliminating any practical possibility of a Palestinian state, the UN human rights chief said on Friday. Rachel Graham from Reuters reports.
The report documented 24,300 new Israeli housing units in the occupied West Bank during a one-year period to October 2023, which it said was the highest since monitoring began in 2017. Israel, which captured the West Bank in the 1967 Middle East War, claims a biblical birthright to the land where settlements are expanding. Its military says it is conducting counter-terrorism operations in the West Bank and is targeting suspected militants. Israel's diplomatic mission in Geneva said that the report should have included the deaths of 36 Israelis in 2023. The five-month-old Gaza war has put a renewed focus on a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, as foreseen by the Oslo Accords from the early 1990s. But there has been little progress on achieving Palestinian statehood since then, with the expansion of settlements being one of the obstacles.
Rachel Graham from Reuters.